This is Reset. I'm Jen White. This week, a winter storm has been brewing in the Midwest, two storm systems to be exact, and they're making it difficult for meteorologists to figure out how much snowfall and precipitation to expect and which areas will be hit the hardest.
Beautiful weekend, but Monday just around the corner, and with it, the reality that winter is not over yet.
We're getting ready for a hard hit in parts of the Midwest and into the Great Lakes region.
Brace ourselves, right?
Right.
We know what's coming.
Well, if you're north, brace yourself less.
If you're south, brace yourself more.
Here in Chicago, what looked like a major storm 24 hours ago will now probably only impact the south and southwest suburbs. Joining us now with a weather update for Chicago and the region is Gilbert Sabensky. He's a consulting meteorologist at Allison House. That's a weather data aggregation and integration company based in Wayne, Illinois. They specialize in real-time severe weather data. Gilbert, welcome to Reset.
Thank you, Jen. Thank you for having me on board today. I really appreciate it.
Well, first, what's causing these shifts in weather forecasts? Sunday, I was outside in a sweatshirt, and today, I am certainly not. What's going on?
Well, the temperature swings are typical February weather, but this storm system in particular has been very difficult to forecast. One of the main reasons why is that with this system, two storms are what's going to be happening is going to be called phasing or coming together. So two storms colliding and then moving eastward, and where and how they come together is critical in determining who gets heavy snow or if there even is heavy snow.
So explain some of the science there. The two storms collide, that sounds potentially dangerous, but...
Mm-hmm. But in this case, however, it looks like they're not going to come together or collide until they get east of Illinois. And that means that the heavy snow is really not going to get going with this storm system until you get into Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio. So that doesn't mean that we're out of the woods, but it does mean that if kids were expecting a snow day tomorrow, they're going to be bitterly disappointed.
What kind of weather forecasts are you seeing for the city of Chicago and its suburbs over the next week or so?
Yeah, starting with this storm system, as has been mentioned, the storm track shifted way far south as a result of the storms phasing together later than expected. So with this system, we're looking at a dusting to an inch north and west of the city of Chicago, let's say out by Wheaton, DeKalb, Crystal Lake, Belvedere, Waukegan, Evanston. But once you get onto the south side of Chicago, then you start getting into more significant snows, like 2 to 3 inches, let's say from, again, south side of Chicago, down through Alsip, down through Plainfield, and west to Yorkville, and then toward your listeners on your repeater out by Ottawa, Seneca, and Morris. There they could see 2 to 3 inches, and way far south, where you need a outdoor antenna to pick up your signal in northwest Indiana, there you could get about 4 or 5 inches westward to about Kankakee, down to Bloomington, and maybe down to as far north, or as far south rather, as Rantoul.
Do we know when this weather will start to roll into the area? What kind of driving conditions people can expect later on tonight?
Yeah, this afternoon is especially around the rush hours when we should start to see the snow overspread the area from south to north. It looks like the accumulations will be minimal, primarily because temperatures right now are at and considerably above freezing. Right now, as a matter of fact, Midway is at 39 degrees, and the DuPage County Airport in West Chicago right now is 40 degrees. So some of that will start out as rain, and then will turn over to snow this evening across the entire area. And so it looks like the main impact with this system is going to be going to be Wednesday morning for the rush hour. And again, minimal impacts north and west, and you know, you just got to slow down to about 40 to 45 miles an hour on the expressways come Wednesday morning, and you should be fine.
And for folks who may have air travel planned for the next couple of days?
Yeah, it looks like with this system, Midway is going to be the most heavily impacted, although, again, with the temperatures at and above freezing throughout much of this system's span in our area, I think the runway should mostly stay clear. And if not, again, I'm not expecting a tremendous amount of impacts. O'Hare should see minimal delays. There might be a few cancellations from both airports where the storm is hitting harder, let's say South Bend, Fort Wayne, Detroit, down towards Indianapolis. But outgoing flights, I don't think we're going to see too many problems. But as always, check your airlines before you depart to make sure that your flight is going to be on time.
That's Gilbert Sabensky. He's a consulting meteorologist at Allison House. It's a weather data aggregation company based in Wayne, Illinois. And he's giving us a weather update for Chicago and the region after a series of fluctuating forecasts that's perplexing area meteorologists. Coming up in about 5 minutes, Reverend Jesse Jackson talks about his decades-long fight for civil rights. He reflects on his life's work and some of his most poignant speeches collected in a new book called Keeping Hope Alive. Stay with us for that. Oh, Gilbert, as I said, you know, sunny, 50 degrees this weekend, winter storm watch yesterday. You said it's a typical February, but I don't know. It doesn't feel typical for it to be 50 degrees in the middle of February. What's going on?
Oh, yeah. Actually, we do get wild temperature swings, especially in mid to late February. Once you get past February 15th, it's more and more difficult for that Arctic air to come in and cause a lot of problems and drop temperatures below zero, or well below zero anyway. But if you want good news, if you want those 50s to come back, I do have some good news for you.
I want it.
Looking at the long-range models, we are seeing temperatures that should be several degrees above normal for March. And it looks like as we go farther into the spring, later into March, April, and May, the computer models are strongly suggesting that we will have above normal temperatures this spring. But unfortunately, we could see above average rainfall as well. Mm. So we'll have to deal with that. Hopefully it won't be too bad. The farmers really had problems last year with all the rain and the melting snow. They may have problems this year as well, but that's something we'll keep an eye on as we go closer into March. But the good news is that next week and this weekend, we're going to see sunshine. And even though it may be chilly this weekend, that makes all the difference.
It really does. It really does. When you look at the winter, this current winter we're in, how have we tracked? Because we had the huge polar vortex last year that sent a lot of us indoors for a number of days, but we haven't had that same kind of cold snap. What happened this winter?
Yeah, you remember back in on Halloween and the 1st of November, wow, things were really looking pretty bad for us. We had our earliest heaviest snowstorm ever. Many areas got 3 to 6 inches or more of snow, and temperatures dropped below zero. I mean, for October 31st and November 1st, that's pretty crazy. But then what we saw happen was that the water temperatures in the Atlantic and in the Northern Pacific stopped being so warm, and what happened was it allowed for the jet stream, instead of coming up from Alaska and the North Pole down over us, to modify so that it went west to east across much of the country, and that brought in milder Pacific air. So instead of seeing temperatures well below zero, you're not going to get an Arctic blast from the Pacific Ocean, I can guarantee you that. So as that air moved inland and crossed into the Midwest, temperatures stayed seasonably mild. You know, we had temperatures in the 30s and 40s, but that sure beats temperatures below zero. So I expect that trend to continue. I expect us to continue to gradually warm ahead of the curve as we go into the months ahead. So,
but should we brace ourselves for another drop in temperature, a severe one?
Oh, it's always possible. I mean, 2 years ago, we dropped down to 15 below out in the western suburbs for one early March morning. So you can get that to happen. But, you know, and I think we can still see at least one more significant snowfall before this winter is over. But the good news is that we're on the rise. It's going to be harder and harder now to get heavy snow in our area. And the next system to watch is not going to be for another week or so. So until then, you're going to enjoy more sunshine and milder temperatures.
That sounds wonderful. Now, when you look at how seasons are behaving over the course of the year, are we seeing some shift? As you mentioned, poor kids on Halloween were all bundled up hoping to be able to go trick-or-treating and the weather was not cooperating.
Yes.
It feels like winter's coming a little earlier. spring is coming a little earlier. Summer's maybe a little shorter. I'm basing that on nothing other than my experience. But are we seeing some shift in the seasons?
It's you know, climate change and variations can occur day by day, year, month by month, year by year, that are, you know, out of what we consider to be average. And so sometimes when we get that, we go, whoa, is that, you know, is this the start of something that is a long-term trend? And to be honest, I think that is still too early to call. But the bottom line is that we need to remember that either way, we live here in the Midwest. It's going to get very cold. It's going to get snowy here in November, December, January, and February, and, you know, into March. But we're going to have to watch and see how the trends continue in the years to come, whether they get warmer or colder earlier, or colder earlier and then warmer later in the winter. But for right now, when we look at temperatures in the northern regions, it got unusually cold in Alaska. Even like November 1st, some sites were up there were getting to 60 below zero. And so, you know, the cold air is there. It just needs to come down. We'll just have to watch and wait and see in the years to come whether or not it's going to have more trouble coming down or not.
That's Gilbert Sebensty of Allison House. Gilbert, thanks so much for letting us know what's going on with the weather. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Be careful tomorrow morning on your way to work, or be careful Wednesday morning on your way to work, and you have a wonderful day.